Now, the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria calls Friday a crucial day for peace talks in the country as the UN is to decide on a date for a second round of talks between Syria's warring sides.
There will be, at 9 p.m. our time in Geneva, a Security Council meeting. Geneva, it will be done in New York, of course, but we will be connected by VTC from Geneva, so that we stay here at 9 o'clock. And by 11 o'clock, I will be certainly doing a stakeout on our side with all of you in order to be able to assess where we are and indicate also the information regarding the resumption of Geneva talks. So I would appreciate
you don't ask me today. De Mistura said a task force of major and regional powers will also meet in Geneva on Friday to discuss the implementation of the truce terms. The UN envoy was speaking after the third meeting of the task force on humanitarian access in Syria. The meeting was part of the agreement reached 2 weeks ago by the International Support for Syria group in Munich. The previous round of intra-Syria peace talks was suspended on February 3rd after the Saudi-backed opposition pulled out of the negotiations in Geneva. The withdrawal followed major gains for the Syrian army in Aleppo province. Damascus has expressed readiness for a US-Russian proposal for a cessation of hostilities. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to New York and talk to Dr. Nasir Al-Omari, writer and political commentator. Welcome to the program. So, Dr. Al-Omari, there's going to be a ceasefire effective as of Saturday as we speak. Just how promising could this ceasefire be, despite the deep divisions between Moscow and Washington?
Thank you for having me. I believe it's going to be very difficult. The Americans have acknowledged today that this is a very, very difficult situation, and there are a lot of pitfalls and possible problems with the ceasefire. However, I believe that the Russians and the Syrian regime will probably, for the most part, comply with this cessation of hostilities. On the other side, I believe it's going to be from the rebel side. You might have some cooperation. Other groups, I believe, terrorist groups will probably use the exact moment to launch attacks against the Syrian, Syrian regime army or other targets.
And of course, what will happen if this ceasefire fails to hold? I mean, is the partitioning of Syria, which the West speaks about, serious?
Well, what is more serious than that, I believe, is the Turkish government's statements concerning, regarding the situation. They have made it clear that any movement by the Kurds on in Syria will be met by military action. There is also the possibility of the Saudis, going into Syria, and that will bring the whole region to a full-fledged war. But I believe that partitioning will result, if we have a war, we'll probably find ourselves, face-to-face with the possibility of partitioning Syria, if all these powers become involved militarily.
And what would be the consequences of a partitioned Syria?
Well, more problems, because partitioning Syria will deprive any part of Syria to function and be viable economically and politically. This is one country, and it's impossible for like a Sunni Arab part to survive without the rest of the country. So I believe, unfortunately, we will be headed for more trouble unless if the international community becomes more serious about finding a political solution to this.
All right, Dr. Nasir Al-Omari, writer and political commentator from New York. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.